Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hi, I'm Lauren Sherman, the host of Fashion People. I love fashion, obviously, but shopping for fashion online is kind of annoying. There's endless scrolling, my size is always out of stock, and I can't actually find what I want. No one has really made this work for me. That is until List. Instead of browsing different stores one by one, on List you can see and shop all of the best fashion. List is the secret shopping weapon now used by all my most stylish, cool, and in-the-know friends. Don't shop around. Join 200 million fashion shoppers, including me, on List.com. That's L-Y-S-T. Or download the List app on the App Store today.
The predictions in 2016 were that President Trump's refusal to release his tax returns was going to seriously damage his chances. After all, then-candidate Trump was upending decades of presidential tradition in releasing their taxes. In the end, well, obviously it didn't matter. And so here we go again in 2020, where the president's taxes remain a mystery. Joining us now, Robert Costa is the Washington Post national political reporter. He's also the moderator of PBS Washington Week. Robert, thank you for joining us.
Great to be with you.
So the Supreme Court, in its decisions, the bottom line is, you know, the president really doesn't have to, or the firms that control his tax and financial documents don't really have to release anything at the moment to either the prosecutors in Manhattan or Congress, right?
That's exactly right. But the decisions do offer this detailed examination of how this is not only going to play out in the presidential campaign, but what it means for presidential power. You look at the decisions, they were 7-2. The Chief Justice wrote for the majority, and he's trying to keep the court's independence here. It's evident when you read these decisions. All members of the Supreme Court rejected this sweeping claim of immunity that President Trump was asking for, along with his lawyers.
Right. So you're not above the law just because you're president. We can kind of bottom line it on that point. So maybe if the DA ruling provides more of a threat or poses more of a threat, because eventually that could get in the hands of the grand jury, I'm wondering if it could matter, because the president may have already won this argument just based on where we've been, right? First, there was no problem from his side of releasing the tax returns. Then it became, I'm under audit, so I can't. And then it morphed into, well, I was elected without them, so why do I need to release them? And if they don't come out before November, can't that same argument just be used?
It could, but there's a new variable in this entire equation. You have the Manhattan District Attorney, Cy Vance, now able to resume his investigation with the president's finances. And so this probe that had been going on in New York had been postponed and delayed, and now you're seeing Cy Vance saying this is all going to start again, and it's going to be a grand jury investigation. They're going to follow the law and the facts, he said, wherever they lead. And so they have this new data, this trove of new information. And so as much as Congress doesn't have its hands on the documents, Cy Vance could take this in a lot of different directions, and how this all spills out, whether it's leaked, whether it's released, could have an effect on the election.
Well, yes, but then again, for whom? I presume that Trump supporters, they've already digested this whole issue of taxes, and my guess is they don't care. What? The undecideds, whatever percentage of the public is undecided, are those the people that might be concerned with this?
That's a fair point. And this has been a struggle for the Republicans who are anti-Trump. You see some of these groups like the Lincoln Project getting traction, trying to convince Republican voters in the suburbs and elsewhere to break away from President Trump, maybe because of his conduct, his handling of race, or his tax returns and the lack of information about his finances. But you look at poll after poll, the president's base is eroding among seniors and white evangelicals, but it's still historically strong among Republican voters. He is uncontestedly someone who is their favorite.
What's the side conversation like on whether some of this could leak? Because you've got the camp saying, no, this will ruin careers if it gets out. Grand juries take things very seriously. And then I think you had actually Justice Alito, right, wondering aloud that that's a potential problem here, that this could find its way out before there's any decision.
That's exactly right. I mean, it's going to have to be adjudicated by a lot of different places if it ever gets leaked out. And look, grand juries are not supposed to leak. Even Bob Woodward, my colleague at the Washington Post, you know, he would always say that grand jury is the hardest thing to break. You're not supposed to talk to grand jurors. You're not supposed to meddle at all if you're a reporter in the grand jury. But things have happened in the past, and this is the most politically charged of politically charged cases.
Well, I kind of remember, because it wasn't that far back, my days as a reporter covering courts. I mean, not only did grand juries leak often, or certainly DAs leak often, but there are clever ways, are there not, for district attorneys to get information out to the public by the way they file certain things, so that the information that's filed, while technically isn't leaking grand jury info, it contains enough info that you can kind of figure it out.
Exactly, and it can give clues for reporters. Reporters are always studying how different things are filed. And indictments and different things could come up as related to an investigation that may not give a total glimpse into a probe, but could certainly provide a clue.
Robert Costa, Washington Post national political reporter, moderator of PBS Washington Week. Robert, thanks.